Good morning. I'm Nicole Touches from the University of Minnesota. There's increasing interest in adding legumes into mixes of into stands of intermediate wheatgrass for its in situ and fixation potential and ability to provide an in place on a sustained supply throughout the course of the season to our intermediate wheatgrass crop. Much of the market currently is for organic wheatgrass, hence the emphasis on an organic source of N. In addition to those benefits of legumes, they can also provide potential ecosystem services, providing habitat and food for pollinators, contributing to the goals of biodiversity associated with the placement of these cereals across our agroecological landscape. However, before we plunge headlong into relying on legumes as the sole source of nitrogen for intermediate wheatgrass, we need to see whether they interact beneficially as friends or if they compete for resources as foes. We've initiated a number of intercropping studies in the state of Minnesota. I'll present the results of one of those studies today. These were established in the northern area of Minnesota at two sites, and we have 2 years of data as of now. Much of our studies have been focused on looking at different species to intercrop with intermediate wheatgrass. So for this, we chose alfalfa, Canada milk vetch. It's known to be well adapted to northern climates, like those found in Minnesota, and white clover. These three legume intercrops were compared to a non-fertilized intermediate wheatgrass control. So looking at yields, in year one, we're not seeing any differences between our Canada milk vetch or white clover intercrops compared to our control treatment. However, we did see lower yields in our intermediate wheatgrass intercropped with alfalfa. In Minnesota, we have observed considerable competition arising from alfalfa with intermediate wheatgrass. It may have some sort of competitive advantage, at least in our northern climate, compared to the wheatgrass. There are other studies ongoing with alfalfa intercropping, so we'll see if this relationship holds out in other areas of the U.S. However, we do see that those differences disappeared in year two. We found no significant differences in grain yield among our legume intercropped wheatgrass and our no intercrop control. However, our large amount of variation, anyone who has worked with intermediate wheatgrass knows there's a lot of variance involved with the stats, and so those large error bars may have precluded our ability to detect significant differences. I do want to draw your attention to the white clover yields, as they were about 50 kilograms per hectare greater than those obtained from our no intercrop control treatment. And this is noteworthy because we observed a strong, positive, significant relationship between white clover biomass production and wheatgrass grain yields, implying that the more white clover there was, the better the wheatgrass yielded. Digging into that relationship a little further, I wanted to look at the nitrogen uptake of the intermediate wheatgrass plant. And we looked at the concentration of N in the grain as a proxy for N uptake. And that would reflect at least the N available in the soil at the time of grain fill, which occurs around midsummer. So we see, again, no differences in year one. We also put in our dues as researchers with intermediate wheatgrass. It's hard to detect the significances in year one, as Valentin presented earlier. But in year two, we did observe, despite the strong relationship between grain yields and white clover biomass, we did not observe relatively higher grain N concentration in our white clover intercropped wheatgrass compared with our control. So the mechanisms of that relationship remain unclear, and it may have to do with the timing of the nitrogen release, transfer, or stimulation of microbial activity that may have enabled that greater N uptake to support yields. Again, more research is needed. However, alfalfa, which we know to be a high N fixer relative to other legumes, in that intercrop, we did observe significantly higher grain N concentrations compared to our control, which is promising from a grain quality perspective. These are perennial stands, so we want to keep them in for more than 2 years. Therefore, as a snapshot into the future, I wanted to share with you some results from another study where we compared intermediate wheatgrass intercropped with alfalfa here to a control treatment and then a synthetically fertilized treatment. We saw significantly higher N uptake in the intercrop treatment compared to our control. However, that still did not reach parity with our conventional fertilizer, indicating that challenges lay ahead. Just in quick summary, alfalfa can create competition but may enhance N fertility, and there's a need for a better understanding of N transfer and uptake mechanisms from the legume to the wheatgrass. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.